Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha, no, everyone. It's Monday, 24th of June. So good to have you tuning in tonight, sharing the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ with each and every one of you. Want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters, my brethren out there in the facilities tonight, and anyone else who's tuning in. Mahalo nui loa for tuning in tonight. You know, I want to give a shout out to the Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Pastor Scott Sonoda is just so happy that on Friday, he actually had 10 of you in chapel. That's so wonderful. We're building that ministry back up. We had a few challenges around the end of last year, moving into the spring. But, you know, through faithfulness, if you take care of the little things, God's going to bless you with greater things. So Pastor Scott was just so happy, and he wants to tell you, keep up the good work. Bring a friend next time into our Friday chapel that we have up there every Friday afternoon. And also, we just want to give a shout-out to our Wayava boys. This week, Brother Angel and Brother Bob are going to be up there. You met them the other week when we were up there. Looking for them to continue the great work that's going on up there and to have you brothers just sharing the word with them. I know you're going to have a wonderful time with them this week, Wednesday. And to our brothers at FDC, Module 6A, so good to see you guys this past Sunday. Got to give a big shout out to my brother John down in the shoe. It's getting closer, brother. Just hang in there. We're praying for you. Be still, brother, and know that he is God. You know, it's just nice to sit down with our brothers in FDC and just talk about God's grace and how good our God is. And, you know, I know there's a lot of movement going on in that unit, but God's still in control. And remember the song that Lynn played as we closed yesterday's service? I know the plans I have for you and you and you and you. And for my brothers down there that were asking me about what I had quoted last week, and I really apologize to my brethren out there. I had a young man ask me on a Sunday, "Brother Bulla, you're saying something about miracles." And, you know, I not to boast in me, but to boast in the Lord. You know, I speak so many times during the week, plus the radio show. Sometimes this old brain of mine gets a little scatterbrained, to say the least, and I apologize for that. But, you know, as I promised, my brother, I did go back, I went through my notes, and I found the quote you were looking for. I found what you wanted me to find. And sometimes you just got to put in a little effort, you know, and good things will come. So if you got your pencil and paper ready, if you got your pen and paper ready, this is the one when we're talking about miracles. And it's, you almost had it, but you threw me off a little bit when you were talking about it. But the quote is, and this is for our brothers out there in Module 6A down at the FDC. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. I'll say that real slow again. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. And the other one that I was mentioning to you, my brother, is without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. Amen? Amen. And Brother Sia, if you're tuning in tonight, blessings to you, my brother. And Pastor Bird says, send you all his aloha and then some. And to our brother Dwayne, praying for you, brother, praying for God's grace upon you and your challenges that you're going through. But, you know, that was at the FDC. But, you know, on Saturday, we had such a joyous time. Saturday, the Lord just blessed our Free Inside Ministry team. You know, we go into OCCC on Saturdays. We go in at 2:30 to about 3:45 in the afternoon. And then we return on Saturday evenings at 6 p.m. And, you know, we're able to go to Module 18. Want to give a shout out to Module 18. Hi, hi. Some of my boys over there. And then I believe we're in Module 4 with the women. It was either 4 or 3. I can't remember. And also we returned that night to Annex 1. You know, over 103 brothers and sisters from OCCC heard the good news of the gospel this past Saturday. Is that awesome? Come on, somebody. I mean, I get an amen for our God on that note. Amen. 103 brothers and sisters on a Saturday hearing the word of our Lord. Hallelujah. How blessed are we? How blessed are we? Lord, continue to crush me. Lord, continue to pound me so that all they see is you, that all they hear are your words, that all they feel is your love, Father God. It's not about me. It's all about you, God. God, it's not about anything I do, but it's about everything you do through me. Hallelujah. So blessed to be a vessel. All I want to be able to say is, Lord, here I am. Lord, here I am. Hallelujah. You know, we're going to be going out to WCCC this week. To our sisters out there, someone's going to be coming out. Lynn and I will be going to Molokai as we continue to plan for Convoy of Hope 2013. It's getting closer and closer. In fact, the praise report, my brothers and sisters, the two 20-foot containers that are going to be filled with 23 tons of food, non-perishable food, of course, will be loaded tomorrow morning in Springfield, Missouri. And it's going to start its journey all the way to Honolulu, Hawaii, and from Honolulu, Hawaii, to Kaunakakai, Molokai. Jesus is coming to Molokai. Jesus is in a container. We've got food to distribute. My brothers and sisters on Molokai, if you're listening tonight, we have 13 hairstylists from Paul Mitchell Hair Salon who are paying their own way to come to the island of Molokai to cut hair that day. Free haircuts. Free haircuts. Free shoes. Free food. Free services. Free entertainment. Free kids zone. Free rides. Free games. Free clothes. What else can you have? Free prayer. Everything's free. We're going to be Jesus with skin that day. One church, one God, right in the ballpark at Kaunakakai. Have a wonderful concert that evening on the 20th of July. And then a message of hope with Pastor Waxer Tipton and Pastor Guy Kapalilia from Olomana, but now out at Hope Chapel, Second City. Powerful weekend for our Lord. Powerful weekend. Just looking forward, but Auntie Lynn and myself are going to be going to Molokai this Thursday. We're finalizing all the plans and the logistics and working with the wonderful team leaders that are over there. We just have some unbelievable people that have stepped out of the safe zone and into the faith zone. This will be the largest humanitarian effort ever on the island of Molokai. We have the opportunity to place 2 bags of groceries in every home on the island of Molokai. Amen. Come on, somebody. You got to get excited about that. And how much did you say that was, Brother Bula? Free, free, free. Yeah, free 99. That's the price. Free 99. Every person is going to be an honored guest there. They're going to feel the love of Jesus. We're going to be Jesus with skin that day. I can't wait to get back to Molokai for July 20th. And we're just looking so forward to that. The concert's going to be off the hook. Just looking for a wonderful time there. But, you know, last but not least, I do not want to forget our Lamaka boys. Lamaka, Lamaka, what's going on in Lamaka? We pray and hope that everything is well there and that each and every one of you are doing good. To all of you that are listening, maybe you've just gotten home or maybe you've been home for a while and you're relaxing right before you go to bed. Mahalo so much for tuning in. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry that has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the broken, the lost, and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to those that are incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and also the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. Currently, our team is in every facility, adult facility, on the island of Oahu, and we are in the prisons 6 days of the week. That's incredible. At our current rate, we'll be providing almost 40 services a month to those that are incarcerated. Want to give a shout out to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona. We are returning, my brothers. Chaplain Thompson will be sharing the wonderful news with you shortly. But just mahalo for all of you who have tuned in tonight. We have a website, www.freeinsideministry.org, where you can find all of our programs for your listening enjoyment. Or you can download them in a podcast format if you like. Our Facebook page, for those of you on the social media wave, Free Inside Ministry. And we do have an email account, freeinsideministry aloha@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, go to the website, check out what we have there. If anybody would like to make a donation and be a financial partner with us, we'd love to have you. You can send me an email or go to the website for instructions on how to contact us or mail your donation to our P.O. Box. We're moving into Arizona shortly and probably California after that. We're speaking faith and truth into that. And just would like to have you stand side by side with us, stand in the gap. You know, like we tell our fellow congregations at our church, you know, there's three ways you can participate, that you could assist us, that you could be a part of the Free Inside Prison Ministry. I call it the three P's. The first one is prayer. We always appreciate your prayers to support us, and we need your prayers to continue the work that the Lord has placed before us. Hallelujah. The second P is participation. If you have the time and if you have the heart to serve those that are incarcerated, then participation would be the second P, with prayer being the first P. And the third P of how you could support the ministry or be part of the team is, I say, financially. You can make a financial donation. You say, Bula, that doesn't start with a P, that starts with an F. I know, but my wife is Filipino, and it sounds better when I say the three P's. So we take any and all financial support. And that's all I'm going to say about that one, okay? Okay. You know, our anchor verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans for a hope and a future. In Jeremiah 29:11, and he goes on to say, in verses 12 through 14, in those days when you pray, I will listen. If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I sent you, and will bring you home again to your own land. Once again, mahalo for tuning in tonight, 99.5 FM, The Word. And this is the Free Inside Ministry. Tonight, I just wanted to touch on a few things. You know, I was listening the other day, and I speak to a lot of people. I speak to people all over this island. I've been blessed to speak certain areas in the mainland. And, you know, there's a common bond that we all have. When I'm out there talking to people, when I'm out there sharing the love of Jesus with them, you know, just getting right down and dirty with them. You know, there's a lot of people that talk real nice. I just talk real because I know who my audience is. And there's some common factors with every group that I'm able to address. There's some commonalities involved with all of these groups of people from various economic levels in their lives, from various social stratas, from all different walks of life. Amen? And there's some commonalities, some common things, some common factors that every group, I think, shares across the board. And I would like to share them with you before I get into the message tonight. You know, I believe everyone wants to be loved. I believe that. I believe that everyone wants their life to count or to be of some significance. And I know that everyone's life is empty without Christ. I've spoken to CEOs and multimillionaires, and there's a void in them. There's a gap. There's a puka, because they've got all this success, but they don't have the joy of the Lord. Amen? I feel that everyone carries a load of guilt. We all got some junk in our trunk. We all got some mess and stress. We all got some situations. And I think everyone carries a very heavy load of guilt from things that have happened or things that we perceived have happened. I also believe everyone is consumed by bitterness. It's the world that we live in today. How can we get better if we're still bitter? Thank you, Delores Gregoire, for that. Winner's Camp, best place for your teenager to be. Winner's Camp up on Kamehameha Ridge. But everyone's consumed by bitterness. We, as human beings in this day and age, we let go of a lot of things. But the one thing we don't let go of is our bitterness and our unforgiveness, and that's pretty sad. Another thing, everyone has a universal fear of death, pretty much. There are a lot of believers out there that do not fear death because we know where we're going. But for the majority of the masses, for the majority of the people that are out there, there is that universal fear of death. I really love going to funerals. You may think I'm a little strange. You may think I'm a cracker. But the reason I love going to funerals, my beloved, is it's at that exact point in time. It's at that place when you're at a funeral when everybody there knows they are going to die. There is no one in that room. There's no one in that service. There's no one in that area that does not have the thought of death in the front of their mind. Because they're looking at a loved one. They're looking at a brother. They're looking at a brother, a father, a sister. They're looking at a close relative, a dearly loved one who's either in an urn or is in a casket or is just there by picture, by memory. But there is someone who is of significance to them that has died and passed away. What people don't understand, they fear. What they fear, they attack. People are afraid of death because they don't understand death. You know, this body that we have is only temporary. We're only renting it. We're here but just for a vapor. If you're a believer, then you know that we shall live for eternity. Amen. And that's a perfect segue. That is a perfect bridge. In fact, talking about bridges, I was talking to my beloved, my wife. We do that every now and then. But I was telling her, you know, basically the Lord put it upon my heart that we're basically bridge builders. No, we're not getting into the construction business, and we're not going to be building bridges over the valleys and the gullies of Oahu, but we're bridge builders. You see, what we do when we go into the prisons, what we do when we go into witness to those that are lost, what we do when we go to share the gospel of good news and give hope to those that are hopeless, no matter whether they're locked up or locked out, inside, outside, on the streets, in the street, up the street, whenever we're talking to somebody about Jesus, we at that point are trying to build a bridge from where they're at to where they should be. Amen. The only way that you're going to get through heaven is through Jesus Christ. And he says it in the Bible. I'm going to be speaking about it later this evening. But Jesus is the one that said him himself, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me." Amen. But you see, sometimes when I'm talking, people get a little irritated. Sometimes when I'm talking, people get a little excited. Sometimes when I'm delivering a message, people get a little upset. You see, it's when I start talking about people who are overspending and buying things they don't need with money they don't have to impress people that they don't even know. They get uncomfortable because they know I'm talking real. I never knew where the Joneses lived, but for a long time, I thought the Joneses were my neighbor because we kept trying to keep up with the Joneses. You see, and that's when people get uncomfortable because I'm talking about their lifestyle. I'm talking about the choices they make. I'm talking about where they're going. I'm talking that they spend more time in the malls than they do in their church. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody come on now. See, what happens is when I start talking about people and what they should be doing and what they are doing and what they shouldn't be doing, then they get a little irritated. You see, because that's an iron sharpening iron. Some sparks are going to start flying. Amen? Amen. You see, because I'm telling them that you're buying things you don't need with money you don't have to impress people you don't even know. Do you understand the futility in that? But don't get mad at me, my brothers and my sisters. Don't get upset at me. I must go about my Father's business. Don't get mad at me. Get mad at the Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to jump right into the word. That's a perfect bridge that I'm talking about. Jesus, the way to the Father. In John chapter 14, he says, "Don't let your words be troubled. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am. And you know the way to where I am going." "No, we don't know, Lord," Thomas said. Remember Thomas? "We have no idea where you are going, so how can we know the way?" Jesus told him, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. If you had really known me, you would know who my Father is. From now on, you do know him and have seen him." Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father, and we will be satisfied." Jesus replied, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and yet you still don't know who I am? Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. So why are you asking me to show him to you? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words I speak are not my own, but my Father who lives in me does his work through me. Just believe that I am the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe because of the work you have seen me do." I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. Yes, ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. Amen. Amen. That's probably some of the most powerful verses that we have in the Bible, because right now it's giving you the bridge. It's building that bridge. It's giving you the path. It's giving you the road. It's giving you the byway to get to where you need to be. That's what we do when we bring the good news. Right there, Jesus has said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. What more do we need to know? And in verse 12, I tell you the truth. Anyone who believes in me will do the same works I have done, and even greater works, because I'm going to be with the Father. My brothers and my sisters, that's so powerful. You know, with the power of the Holy Spirit that resides in each and one, every one of us, we can heal the sick. We can heal the lame. We can heal the blind. We can heal the deaf. We can cast sickness out of people. Sickness is not of God. It is of the devil. It is of Satan. We can cast any affliction. We can cast any problem in the name of Jesus out of those that we come up against and with, those that we stand in the gap for. We can do the same thing as Jesus did. And he says, I tell you the truth, anyone who believes in me will do the same works I've done, and even greater works, because I am going to be with the Father. Hallelujah. You see, and in the Pigeon Bible, because I want to go into that for a little bit, Jesus tell him, no more other guy can bring people to the Father, only me. I bring people to him, just like I, the road. I had a guy who get the truth. I had a guy that make the people come alive for real kind. You guys know me. So that's mean you guys going to know my Father. And from now, you guys going to know him and see him. But Philip go tell him, hey, boss, show us your Father. And that's not for us, guys. Jesus tell him, I stay with you guys long time. And you still yet don't know who me, Philip? Whoever went see me, they went see my Father. So how come you say, show us your Father? You know, trust me or what? When I say that, I stay tight with my Father and he stay tight with me. The stuff I telling you guys, all that no come from me, come from my Father. He stayed tight with me, and he the one that stayed doing all this kind of stuff. Trust me, when I say that I stay tight with my Father, and he stayed tight with me. If you guys don't can believe that, then trust me, because of the stuff I stay doing. That's right, and I go tell you guys this too. Whoever trusts me, they're going to do the same kind of stuff I do. And they're going to do even more better stuff, because I'm going by my Father. Whatever you guys ask for me, for do for you guys, because you my guys, I'm going to do them. Then everybody can know how awesome my Father's there. Because I his boy. And I showed him how awesome he stay. Whatever you guys ask me for do. Because you my guys are going to do them for you. Hallelujah. What a promise that is for all of us. Everything that we ask in his name, Jesus will do. A lot of times we look at the Bible. And we don't realize that it's the same that it was 2,000 years ago. And it's the same that it's going to be 2,000 years from today. The word of the Lord does not change, but applications change, lifestyles change, society changes, but the word of God is the one thing that has remained constant for all these years and will remain constant. The word of God is the barometer. The word of God is the compass. It is a compass to set ourselves upon, because everything else shall fall by the wayside. But the word of God is the one thing we can hold on to that is the authorized, that is the inerrant and inspired word of our God. Amen. That's something to get excited about, because a lot of times we'll try and do stuff, but in about 4 or 5 years, it becomes obsolete. You know, like you get a new computer, you get a new laptop, a couple of years, all the programs are obsolete. Well, we got something that's never going to be obsolete, never was obsolete, and it never will be obsolete. That's the word of God. Hallelujah. You see, the word of God was written as a map for us, as a roadmap to us. You know, whenever you're going somewhere, you always want to get to the other side. Sometimes you find some people lost. They wish they got to the other side. It's like standing on one side of the river, and you want to get to the other side. My brothers and my sisters, we want you to get to the other side. God wants you to get to the other side. What am I talking about? I'm talking to the side of salvation. I'm talking about crossing the bridge that we're trying to build through the word of God, through Jesus Christ himself, to get to the other side, to have eternal salvation, to live for eternity side by side. And right now, Jesus is on the right side of the throne, interceding for our prayers, interceding for our requests in his name that we've asked for. Hallelujah. Somebody get excited. Because you see, I'm giving you the answer to every problem you're facing right now. I'm giving you the solution to every situation you're stuck in. I'm giving you the Clorox to clean up any mess that you're in right now. You don't need another program. You need Jesus. You don't need religion. What you need is a relationship. Come on, somebody. What you need is to get right and tight and stand in the light with your Father that's looking down and saying, "What are you waiting for? I've been waiting so long to hear you. I've been waiting so long to hear your voice. I've been waiting for you to say, Abba, Father." But why are we so stubborn? Why do we continually keep doing the same thing and expecting change in our lives? That's called insanity. That's not going to happen. That never will happen. But we expect it. My brothers and my sisters, those that are on the other side of the wall, those that are sitting on the edge of their beds or lying on their bunk right now. And I tell you, the world is what got you where you're at. But the word is what's going to get you out. Hallelujah. The word is what's going to deliver you. The world delivered you to your troubles. The world delivered you to where you're at. But the word is going to give you freedom. He who the Son sets free is free indeed. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, my brothers and my sisters, it just comes down to one thing, faith. And the way I explain faith to you, there's no fancy explanation. Faith is this: forsake all, I take him. That's how you spell faith. Forsake all, I take him. Call out to your Father tonight, your Heavenly Father. Pray to him. Talk story with him. He's waiting for you. Until tomorrow night, know we love you. Praying for you. Miss you guys.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.